Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 3 through 9. Jesus told the people many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear." Songwriters have used it. Thinkers have used it. Investors have used it. Even Jesus Christ used it. Used what? They used the picture of planting seed to make a point. Jesus told a story about planting seed to teach us when we hear and learn the Word of God, seed is planted in our hearts. Seeds need time to grow. In springtime, when gardens are first planted, there's not much to see. Yet, as every gardener knows, when it comes to seeds, it takes time. As sunlight warms the moist earth where seeds are embedded, seeds take time to sprout and grow. Sometimes people rarely attend at church and give little attention to the Word. God's seed has little opportunity to take root. Sometimes people go to worship regularly so that the seed of God's Word starts to grow. But then they let the cares of life crowd out time and attention for the Word, and so the plant of faith in their hearts gets the life choked out of it. Sometimes a wonderful thing happens. A person gladly hears and learns the Word of God and puts it into practice. And the seed of God's Word grows and keeps growing. The plant of faith which the seed of the Word produces is made strong by God's complete forgiveness won by Jesus. It flourishes under God's unconditional love given in Jesus and is made resilient by heaven's guarantee paid for by Jesus. Are you that person? Dear Lord, plant the seed of your Word in my heart and make it grow into a fruitful plant of faith to give you glory. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.